This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a brand new guest coming and a brand new company that came on my radar about 2 or 3 months ago. We're talking about Hilltop Cybersecurity, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB, which they just uplisted there a couple months ago. Their ticker symbol is CYBXF. You also can find them on the CSE, the Canadian Stock Exchange, under the ticker symbol CYBX. And with us today is the CEO. We're very lucky to have him, is Corby Marshall. Corby, welcome to the show.
Everett, thank you for having me. I'm excited to talk to you and your listeners today.
You know, two questions I have for you. One, give me a little bit of about statement of who you guys are. And then two, what do you guys do?
Okay, so Hilltop Cybersecurity is first and foremost a cybersecurity company. Okay, we are interested in having small, medium business customers that we provide them products and services which keep them safe in a broad variety of definitions. So everything from network security, threat orchestration, and we do have a product that we created because we were unsatisfied with existing cryptocurrency wallets. So we also do have that, but the company's mission is about cybersecurity for a business enterprise.
And how do you guys make your money? What does CYBX do?
It's a very good question. So a lot of the cybersecurity companies that you read about, CrowdStrike, even FireEye, a lot of the really large American cybersecurity companies, if you boil down their revenue, it's predominantly services, and sometimes they'll have product, but a lot of times even the products help with delivering services. We're a product company. So we own three products. One is called Cyber EPM, which is Enterprise Project Management. It provides a cybersecurity framework around project management. We have Valbon, which is Gartner's definition is MDR, or Managed Detection and Response. We call it threat orchestration, so it helps aggregate threats and risk score them. And then we have a product called CryptoKeep, which is a wallet. We have both a soft and a hard wallet. And those are the primary products. We do have services around delivering those, and there are some situations where we will do other threat assessments, especially with Pete Herzog, our new CISO, joining us. But our focus in our mantra is more about products that scale and technology that scales, instead of just adding bodies and becoming a consulting firm.
The buzzword out there today is cryptocurrency. Why is cybersecurity so important to the relationship of cryptocurrency?
So there's a couple of factors that are really important. First of all, almost all of the frameworks that protect cryptocurrency are nascent and is very new code, very untested code. So if you came to my house and I had $50 million in the front room in $1 bills, you actually have a physical problem to get that in your truck, right? You actually have to get $50 million in your truck. So it becomes fairly easy to protect a physical asset. You use traditional centuries-old practices in banks, vaults, et cetera. Crypto is different because just getting on your phone or nefariously getting on your phone, you can move $50 million in seconds, And it's effortless. An example was the hack in January in Japan, where $530 million, I think it was, $1 million of Bitcoin was stolen.
Wow.
And it was effortless. It wasn't hard at all. So from our perspective, cryptocurrency is an opportunity. And it's also a challenge. And the opportunity is that the one good thing that we learn from Bitcoin, whether that becomes a predominant currency or not in crypto space, is that it taught us that you can do transactions with people you don't know or trust in a trustworthy way. That's the value of cryptocurrency to us, to me.
I see.
Now, the flip side is, if someone has your credentials, they can do the same transaction pretty easily and effortlessly. And so there's a different standard that has to be applied to security on the wallet. That's why our wallet is, some of the features are biometric signing to the blockchain. It's cold storage, so you never have, it's never stored on the wallet itself. And so if you lose it or it's stolen, you don't lose the underlying cryptocurrency. So we see it as a nascent area that has tremendous potential, but it also has tremendous risk.
The other day, you guys came out with an order access of $1 million. What's that all about?
Yeah, really exciting development with a company that we are working with in Japan. They're really taking the lead in this 7-nanometer chip space. And the relevance and importance of that to the market is that 7-nanometer versus what's an existing standard of really 10-nanometer or 9, it reduces the energy cost to, for example, mine a Bitcoin by 50%. So for obvious reasons, when energy is the biggest expense of crypto miners, that's a huge deal. These guys are ahead of the curve. They're really coming out with technology which changes the game, even for the big boys. And so it's really exciting to collaborate with them. And I applaud Chris, the CEO of Iowa Mining, and the organization in general to take a different approach than a lot of the mining companies are, and that's build the company on a secure framework to start with instead of build a company that mines or build a company that sells mining machines and then reactively try to secure it. And so that's the gist of our deal with them, and then we expect to have a follow-on deal where we sell services in our wallets to their customers or through them on a white label basis. We're still determining how we're going to do that. But it's a very exciting project for us. It demonstrates the value of the software and the hardware we have. And we're excited to go to market with a market leader like them that's really cutting edge at a time where it's kind of hard to compete with the really big chip makers.
A lot of the companies that come on my show from the OTC space, they grow their company by M&A. Recently, you guys made an acquisition back in June 12th. Where are we at in that process?
Yeah, you're referring to the cyber marketplace. One of the things that Hilltop is keenly aware of and where we want to apply technology to a problem is that there's a tremendous shortage of cyber analysts and cyber security resources. I've heard numbers that, you know, of every 10 open recs in the United States, there may be one person who applies that is qualified for those 10. So there's at least 2 million resources short. So what we've done is we're working with other companies who their focus, like Issacom, which Pete Herzog started and is running, and others is to develop curriculum that helps an auto mechanic or somebody who is not a cyber analyst become one and transition to that because it's a good new high paying job and it's definitely like something that will never go away. And you know, so we're basically applying within this marketplace resources that allow people to get trained, to get better trained, like to have a higher level of certification, and then also to potentially get hired in that either with us on projects we have or other people. And we think it will be a tremendously valuable project and revenue generating project for us also to the community because it's something that is needed. And it's not in most company, if you're service dependent on your revenue as a cybersecurity company, then it's not really in your best interest to create your own competition. For me, I sell products, and that's what I want. That's what we want to do. So I don't have any conflict with it, and the more the merrier. We want more better people being trained and qualified, and we like them to be both cognizant of our technology and know how to use it because that's going to help us with product penetration in terms of selling it. So that's really what that's all about.
My guest today is Corby Marshall. He is the CEO of Hilltop Security, Inc. You can find him on the CSE under the ticker symbol CYBX. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol CYBXF. We are running out of time, but I do want to get to this question. What makes your company different than, say, McAfee and the others?
It's interesting choices. A lot of the cyber, what people perceive as cybersecurity, is really signature-based security. So if you've seen it before, maybe you could identify it again. And with us, we're proactive, and there's things that may not exist. It could be new code, what we call a zero-day threat. We can actually identify that as a problem instead of having to have seen it before. So that's really the difference.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on my show. I wish we had more time. Hopefully you'll come back on in 40 or 50 days. There's about 10 other questions I have for you and the space that you're in, but it's a pleasure to have you on my show.
Everett, thank you so much for your time today. I really enjoyed meeting you and speaking with you, and we'll look forward to talking to you soon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.